Healthcare workers at Providence hospitals throughout the northern part of the state, including at St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka, held down the picket line demanding fair negotiations and a better wage across 6 different locations in Northern California on Wednesday. The National Union of Healthcare Workers, known as NUHW, represents over 2,000 Northern California members who work in various positions throughout the hospital. At the picket line in Eureka, I spoke with Jennifer, a dietitian and a union member with NUHW, to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm a dietitian here at St. Joe's and Redwood Memorial Hospital. We're here today because we have been watching Providence slowly cut away our services in this area, cut back on wages, vacation, health insurance to our caregivers who are here to care for our patients in this community. We are also the patients in this community. Providence has come and taken over the majority of our medical facilities in this area is now run by Providence. Providence has been cutting so many services and does not pay the market rate and does not offer us what other hospitals across the state provide.
So not a competitive wage.
Not at all. Dietitians have always been a small group, but when I started here 10 years ago, between the two hospitals, there were 7 dietitians. Now there are 4 between the two hospitals. In addition, I've watched other staff, other departments get smaller, patients wait longer. For my department, if one of us goes on vacation or gets sick, the rest of us have to scramble because we have no backup, we have no help, and then not of all of our patients get seen. But we should be able to take time off. We can't work every day. But not staffing us sufficiently is only hurting patient care and making us work longer and burn out quicker. We've learned that Providence will say that they want high turnover. They only want people here for a year or two before they move on because they don't want to offer competitive wages. They don't want to offer full staffing because they don't want to spend the money on the community. They want to save their money. They've opened a venture capital fund with $150 million they've gotten in not-for-profit. So they are not caring about any of the communities that they are in. They are coming in and wiping out services and leaving us scrambling for health care. Those other facilities that are also putting on an informational picket today, they're being now more burdened because we're sending our patients to them and they cut services down there as well, so they can't take on more.
Right. From your perspective, if you had an opportunity to speak directly or convey a message directly to the CEO or executive director of Providence here, what would that message be?
I suppose my message to Providence or to the CEO would be Providence is a healthcare company. They are supposed to be committing to the communities that they are in and supporting those communities and helping them grow and helping those services flourish and take care of their community, their people, their caregivers, whether it be their employees or their patients. But all we see you doing is coming in and taking away and stripping us of our long-time established medical facilities when we are already in a huge deficit of medical care in this area and in all the areas that they're starting to strip things away.
Union members say that a pay increase and a fair benefits package would improve staffing levels, reduce turnover, and safeguard services for patients at each of Providence's 6 hospital locations between Napa, Sonoma, and Humboldt counties. We spoke with a local ER nurse who showed up to support the healthcare workers, explaining that although she is a member of a nursing union, there simply are not enough hands to go around, and that having help is a critical element of providing quality care. Pat Kanzler had this to say.
I am going to give you the nurse's perspective here.
Okay.
People are always talking about, oh, there's a nurse shortage. No, there is not a nurse shortage. There's a lot of nurses out there, but they're getting burned out. because they're not being paid for all the work that they do, for the overtime they're asked to do, for the more patients they're taking care of. And not only that, not only taking care of patients, we love that, but it's the responsibility. So what happens if you're taking care of five patients and one of them slips up? You've got to have help. You've got to have solidarity. You need to be paid, respected for what you do. And that's the problem right there, okay? No, the nurses, we do have enough, but they're burned out. And they're burned out because they're not being paid.
And that's where the National Union of Healthcare Workers, those staff members come in,
right.
Integral to the larger picture, right?
Right. They're not being paid either, and they should be paid. The fact is what they're doing right now, they're helping people remain well. They're helping us do our job. The nurses help the doctors. It like I said, it's like dominoes. Everybody works together, and they need to get paid, respected for what they're doing.
I also spoke with Renee Contreras of the Eureka City Council in her capacity as a community member while visiting the picket line in support of unionized workers. And this is what she had to say.
Well, look, I mean, it's no different than any other critical service. So take firefighting or police, for example. If your pay is too low, you have difficulty recruiting and you have difficulty retaining. And so when you have difficulty recruiting and retaining, your numbers fall below what they need to be and safety is compromised. And so that's the bottom line.
After 10 months of fruitless negotiations, NUHW union members are demanding a fair employment contract with competitive wages, saying into the bullhorn, "Better pay so we stay." Reporting for KMUD News in Eureka, this is Ryan Hudson.